she's around 65 years of age lady, presented with signs, symptoms suggestive of obstructive jaundice. Right? And on clinical examination, gallbladder is palpable. Even according to the court visor's law, this patient has most likely malignancy, not a stone disease. Okay. On a thorough radiological examination, if you see carefully, you start from here, patient has intrahepatic dilatation. And you can see a big gallbladder. You can see a big gallbladder there, which means the obstruction is below the common hepatic duct, opening of cystic duct into common bile duct. When you come down, the pancreas is normal. This is duodenum. This is duodenum. This one is duodenum. And it's a C of the duodenum. And this is again a dilated common bile duct. This one. But above the pancreas. Pancreas starts little below. It starts little below. Now, if you go down and see this longitudinal section, this one probably will give you a nice view. This one. See, this is the right duct. This is the left duct. Left duct is normally little more horizontal, but in this case it is little vertical. And there is a sudden cutoff there. And you can see an irregular margin, whitish colored mass in the common bile duct. And if you see lower down, I can see a clear CBD lower down as well. So probably it's a confined mass. To me, it's a big gallbladder there. And I can't see any lymph nodes nearby. So to me, this patient has got most likely a cholangiocarcinoma in common bile duct. Now see, patient is not 100% fit. I mean, she's around 65 years of age. a frail lady. In this patient, we have got two aims. One aim is that we should not compromise the clearance. And the other aim is that we have to decrease the morbidity. So although we have a plan for a Whipple surgery, but if during operation, if we will open it just like a Whipple with a rooftop incision, we'll mobilize the colon, we'll cauterize the duodenum, and we'll see. If I find a clear common bile duct with 1 centimeter margin, and on the top I know there is a clear common bile duct, and there are no lymph nodes around, and rest of the pancreas is fine, I would like to do a little modified operation. I will just resect the CBD as low as possible, and I'll resect the CBD on the top, take that specimen out, and I will do a Roux-en-Y anastomosis. So that is the plan in this patient. Let's hope. And as I always say, that before starting any surgery, we should just make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can only offer what we know, but the actual shifa is in hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right.